we have always argued that whenever ZANU-PF puts together a model of indigenization, they make it deliberate to hide the accountability systems. For obvious reasons, it becomes easy for the hemorrhage to take place, and there's no doubt that the critics of the system have been venerated.
Do you think that there's a way to actually contain this kind of looting?
The only other way is to have in place a government that is put by the people, that represents the people, and that is accountable to the people. So absolute regime change is the only answer to get rid of these looters.
If you look at the local indigenization boards, it appears as if they comprise mainly of chiefs, headmen, and other local leaders. So what is the intention here?
We have always argued, even at grassroots level, with their supporters, ZANU-PF supporters, that the indigenization process is meant to benefit an unholy cabal of the ruling elite. So we can see that when you are looking at the structure of those boards, they are only meant to benefit party loyalists that are close to the ruling party.